It's always lovely to get an invitation to someone's home for dinner, and you always feel like you cannot go empty-handed. And, of course, Easter's coming up, and with that, it's usually family. So I don't know about your family, but my family's just like, hey, bring your cheesecake, because we all have favorites that the other makes, and that's what you're expected to do, even if you want to bring something different than what you normally bring. But Jody R.R. Smith is our go-to etiquette expert. She is the president of Manor Smith Etiquette Consulting. And I know, like, you know, all of the formal etiquette that was put on most Americans in the 50s and 60s were kind of just, you know, people got rid of it. Oh, everything's a little more casual. But there are so many instances we find ourselves in now, Jody, where it causes stress for people. And you're just like, that's the last thing I want to do if I'm walking through their front door.
Yes, it's amazing. So you said two things that are so important. So first is that we used to have very, very strict etiquette, and things change. And I like to say etiquette evolves. Etiquette evolves to keep pace with the time. And it really is there. The reason we have these guidelines is to eliminate confusion so that people know what's expected of them. So when somebody says, hey, come over for lunch or dinner and bring the cheesecake, that's great, because I'm never going to go somewhere empty-handed. Even my sister's house, I'm not going to go empty-handed. I'm always going to bring a little something. Or if I don't bring something, because someone's like, don't bring anything, just bring yourself, I'll usually do a little something afterwards. In fact, I have on my desk, I went over to a friend's house for lunch, and she made me swear I wouldn't bring anything for lunch. So I didn't, but I have a beautiful scented candle that I'm going to be dropping off on her doorstep tomorrow morning.
Okay, that is me. When, you know, and I have been told by some people it's rude. If I'm having people over for dinner, I want to be responsible for what they're eating. I want to have it plated right. I want to make sure that, you know, nothing's on the recall list that we hear about every single day where someone gets sick. And even when I say, please just bring yourself, walk through the door, be happy, I've read that that's rude to say that, number one, and it doesn't make any difference because then people just bring whatever they want to bring.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it was rude, but you can tell people very specifically. We have people with dietary restrictions. We have people with allergies. Please don't bring any food. Just yourself is fine. And what that signals to me is that I should bring a bottle of wine, or maybe I bring a box of chocolates, understanding you are not going to serve the hostess gift that I'm giving to you. That box of chocolates is going to be for you when you take your shoes off, once the dishes are all done, and you can sit down and finally relax and have the chocolates all to yourself.
What about the idea that it's a little rude to go against your host's requests? I mean, I'm always one of those who say, please don't bring anything. And if someone sort of betrayed that request, I mean, isn't that sort of an offense?
You know, it's really interesting. Human beings, and this goes beyond etiquette, but human beings, interpersonal behaviors, if you talk to any specialist, may be able to tell you that human relationships are built on reciprocity. And because of that reciprocity, we do things for each other. So now when I have a host such as yourself who says, do not bring anything. Jody, if you show up at my doorstep with something in your hands, I'm going to turn you around and walk right into the house. What I have to do is my reciprocity has to be differentiated. So for you, maybe I take you out to lunch and I make sure that I cover the bill. Or I know that you're a huge backyard gardener. And a couple weeks later, when it's tomato season, I bring you an heirloom tomato plant. So it doesn't have to be in the exact moment, but in the giant scope of your relationship, there needs to be reciprocity going back and forth. Does that make sense?
It does, because here are some of the issues, Jody, that I think people fall into is you have it set. You've created this, you know, this party, this dinner party, and people say, well, just bring flowers. Well, if the flowers aren't in a vase, then they're in the kitchen sink, and then they need to be clipped, and then they need to be arranged, and your schedule is tight while you're making dinner. If you bring an edible dish, like you said, maybe it doesn't fit with everybody's dietary issues, and anything that requires fridge space for me is a stress because I just don't have a big enough fridge. And I'm like, oh no, what's going in the garage? What can we put in a cooler? And so, you know, like when I say don't bring anything, I truly mean it. And I'm happy that people don't bring anything.
Right, and that's fine. And I would say that if we were to evaluate your relationships over the course of 5 years, that those same people invite you over for dinner, and or they take you out on their boat, or they let you stay for the weekend at their cottage up by the shore. So the reciprocity doesn't have to be in that exact moment, but it does need to happen. And you mentioned it, and I really want to emphasize it. Do not show up with flowers wrapped in paper. You either send flowers in advance, already in a vase, or you show up with them already arranged in a beautiful vase, or send them after the fact. But showing up with flowers wrapped in paper makes your host drop everything else to take care of the flowers. So please, I agree with you, do not do that.
All right. Will you come back and join us again? Because, you know, gift-giving season, weddings, graduations, it's always a difficult time for people.
Absolutely. I'm happy to come back anytime. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And Jody, tell everybody your website.
Yes, it's mannersmith.com, like a booksmith or a goldsmith, mannersmith.com. And your viewers, your listeners are fabulous. I've gotten great questions from them, and I'm always happy to respond.